That's a good way to start the season, isn't it?
A fantastic way, man. I know people will be laughing, but I say to you, hey, watch this Arsenal, man. We're challenging for the league.
I had Crystal Palace fans in my ear trying to say, oh, 3-0, 3-0. And I said to them, what have you won? You're nobody's. No, I don't hear no Crystal Palace fans.
Be careful they're around us.
By the way, Ben, if you're listening, you can let Zaha out of your pocket.
Gabriel Jesus, listen, Haaland, you got competition for that golden boot.
Oh, listen, big man, year, big man, can you just wait, let me talk, man?
Back, mate.
Oh, listen, can you just talk?
Back,
yo,
forget all of that. Oi, Robbie, we're back. No more lacquer.
That's my man, behave yourself, man. Don't do that next time again, yeah? Pick a challenge for the league, but people will laugh it.
We're going to lose the game at some point in the season, let's be real. If we keep winning... We need to keep winning. Put ourselves in a good position, right?
Yeah.
Before I forget, I just want to shout out my younger brother.
It's only Fulham, it's only Bournemouth, it's Palace. You haven't faced City yet, you haven't done the Liverpool. What do you say to that? Because that's what they're going to be saying.
If this was any other team, yeah, and it was Man City or Liverpool, you'd be like, oh yeah, you know what? Title contenders, they're showing that. These are the performances where you look at a team, you say, these lot could go the distance. Now my team is stepping up. Look at the top of the table. It's no joke.
Old Trafford. Haven't won there for a very, very too long, man. I miss a big game.
We need to take all 3 points. I'm confident.
A lot of times we've been there, we've been on good runs. We were 49 undefeated, we went there, and they still managed somehow to stop it.
Have fun. Brilliant. Have fun at Old Trafford, yeah.
If we can get two, I'll love that Mudrick guy from Shakhtar Donetsk. He looks very good.
Fire, Robbie, bring on United!
They've got a few big names, but if I'm honest, their style of football recently has been terrible. This is a derby. This is a derby, whether it's a social media one or not. I'm confident. I'm going confident. If you could shake someone's hand and get a draw, would you take it?
I wouldn't shake Man United if it was hand. No. It wouldn't be the worst outcome. Again, if we got another 0-0 draw and then went on for the rest of the season undefeated.
Whoa.
It's a tough one to take. I don't remember Ramsdale making too many saves. To walk away with a 3-1 loss is hard to take.
A bit of naivety creeped in there, didn't it?
It was very naive, especially in midfield. I'm pissed because it's Man United. I don't like losing to Man United. It's a big game, you know. It's a massive rivalry. I don't like losing.
I've got Ty with me. A 3-0 win outside the GTEC Community Stadium.
You can see him laughing because he's been just before his...
Please, Ivan Tony, listen. And I'll mention the song if you don't know. Be humble. Sit down. You don't talk to the real bad men in football. Because whoa, Brentford are nobodies, whoa, and you should never ever open your mouth.
It was Ivan Tony playing today.
I didn't see, he was anonymous. I don't even know if I'll see him for England. I have no idea.
If I can remember, I think his name is Ivan Tony, said, and I quote, it was a kickabout with the lads. A season later, he's missing, but there must have been an imposter, because that wasn't Ivan Tony on the pitch. Ivan Tony, where are you? Where are you? Ivan Tony is a nobody.
We've just beaten Spurs 3-1.
Who came on here?
I said, we're going to win the league.
Yeah.
Or we can win the league. Where's the energy right now?
We're on top of the league, innit? That energy. This year is my year, innit? You're lucky I ain't got the cup right now. I wouldn't have the cup in my hand. The premiership's in my hand already.
I really do feel like we will be title contenders.
Ty, we did it, bro. We did it.
We're going to talk about the red card because apparently Emerson Royale stamped on Gabriel. I'm mentioning Conte. Let me break off. Antonio Conte, mind your business. Antonio Conte, if you're listening, are you going to give Mikel advice of how to act when we beat Tottenham? Because he's always having a go at Mikel, and I find it very, very disrespectful. Mind your auntie, don't ever talk to Mikel. Did Harry Kane play? Where was Son? Listen, even though we've won, I've got to say, what was that referee doing? I had to call Emerson Royale a disgrace. And mind your own business, Conte. Worry about your team. Do not disrespect Mikel, and do not respect us.
See, this is the biggest crowd I've seen out here all season, man.
We are top of the league, Sevilla, top of the league! We are top of the league, Sevilla, top of the league! That's a game
flag! All this season, I've been hearing elephant on a tree. The elephant is still on the fucking tree! Yeah. Klopp, you and your boys back on the fucking M1! Can we win it?
We can win it. One game at a time.
Man like fucking Trent Alexander-Arnold got bodied today! Bodied!
And Martinelli just ruined Trent's World Cup. He ain't going. We found out that he can't defend today. Like, take us serious. You know, what I mean? 8 wins out of 9.
Some teams are already getting scared of us. They're scared of us. The draw is a draw. It's a wake-up call because the last few performances for me haven't been at the level of the early season.
My first loss in a little while since the Man
Man United game, our first loss of the Europa League this season.
It's a poor performance. Today's performance was bad. It was poor. Reminding me of some of the performances we saw last year. Do you think this team can win the league?
Of course, we're in it. We're in it. We're top of the table. So, of course, we can win the league. Club can look and say, you know what? We can win this thing.
It's still a trophy. I want to win it. The big prize at the end of it is getting into the Champions League.
Absolutely. Is the road to Budapest on?
The road to Budapest is definitely on.
There you go! We just want to hear you say, yes, we can do this.
Listen, I want to win it. My main focus is the league. We have got an unbelievable chance of winning the league.
Arsenal, nothing personal. I'm back. Let's go.
What the hell?
We came to the bridge. We bossed Chelsea. Aubameyang.
It's nothing personal.
3 points. We move. We carry on.
Come on, Arsenal, top of the league.
Aubameyang, we go bow for the result. Oh. Hey. Nothing to discuss. Oh. But I did win by default. And without any doubt. Oh, my me, I'll be in charge. But London is London. Water. London will always be red.
It's nothing personal, Liz.
Nothing personal, innit? Nothing personal, innit? Don't ever go against the family.
Drake took a tune. I lost for 2,000 hours. That's how I'm lost, man. That's how I'm lost.
Oh, we don't know about your bedromantics.
No. I'm not talking bedromantics. Listen, I don't need no sleep when the team do that.
Where are you at?
We are going to win the league, mate. We are going to win the league. I'll say it now and I'll say it later. We are going to win the league.
Lives. Man City lost today. We won today. We are top of the league. 5 points clear.
Hey, shout out to Brentford. Ivan Toney. Dunk for that defence.
See, was Ivan Toney playing today?
I didn't see. He was an animal.
Ivan Toney is a nobody.
Don't rule us out this season, you know. Something special is happening this season. I can feel it.
TV Rob. 4-2 away win to Brighton. 7 points clear at the top of the table. Not five, 7 points clear. How
are
you feeling?
Arsenal have not got a very good record against Brighton in recent times.
Mopo, you're an absolute disgrace. You're a cheat. I hope Brighton get relegated.
We've just gone there and smashed four past them. Haaland said we're the hunted. They are hunting us, but we're ready for them, man. Arsenal are ready for this.
We have Mudrick there watching the game again on his Instagram story. At this rate, we could get him on AFTV. Maybe he needs to pull some strings.
He wants to come, don't he? You know what I mean? And 9 out of the last 13 teams have gone in this position, gone on to win the league. You know, it's not a fluke. We are doing this week in, week out.
We can beat Newcastle. We can show Joe Rick what he's missing.
If you can get one sign in this January, who is it?
Modric is basically twerking. He's twerking to come here. I'm sure he was watching this game today. Probably watched more Arsenal games than me this season.
We were on the front foot at the same time, regardless of whatever you say, it's irrelevant.
You were relevant. Newcastle are relevant.
You had no killer instinct tonight.
No, but you don't tell us what to do.
Hold on.
When are you an expert? No, hold on. When are you an expert on us? No, you are not an expert.
Let the man talk.
Talk to him.
1 second.
What are you talking to me for? Talk to him.
In his defence, yeah? In his defense.
Oh, the rest defense.
Listen.
Okay. Right. The ref was the defense.
They play like a relegation threatened team. Wasted time.
If I went to the cinema, I'd want a refund. But there was no ball in play. It's Newcastle black and white falling down in the ground, which is fine. But fall there and stay there. Don't try to stay in us or tell us what to do. Because you are nobodies. You'll always be nobodies. Big up Joe Willett, though. Joe's not nobody.
When you go to St James Park, you don't know me. Yeah? You don't know me. I don't know you.
Let me apologise then. I'm apologise to Newcastle for calling them nobodies. You're less than nobodies.
Both. Yep.
Both, 100, there's no depth. We're drawing 0-0, and this brother Arteta is bringing on Tomiyasu. He's a centre-back we're going to win the league. Bring it on, City. Come on, Arsenal!
He's basically been twerking to get a move to Arsenal. Surely he's going to turn them down and say no. We are hearing the news now that he has agreed to join Chelsea and will be unveiled as a Chelsea player.
Mudrick, I hope you're watching, because you missed out, bro. Do you get what I'm saying? You missed out. Before we go, I've got something for you, because... you know, it's Tottenham Hotspur. So here's
your cigar.
Hold on, let me just.
Yeah, we got him again, man.
Listen, Rob, enjoy your night.
How many times do I have to keep coming here before we win the league? Come on!
We've just beaten Manchester United 3-2. Oh, you're doing that?
Then I think we're going to win it now. I actually think we're going to win it. Like, we are here and we ain't here to play games.
What we've got now is a shootout between us and City.
So you think when we have our first 11 out there, when we play them in the league, we should be beating City comfortably?
I would say, yes, we should beat them with our first 11.
But we got Everton next. We know what we're doing in the Premier League, yeah? We are still winning the Premier League. So our next Premier League game is against Everton and we need to go and be getting 3 points there.
4 months to go, loads of games.
Are you worried?
I'm not gonna be too worried about it because I feel I am.
Robbie, it's not the fact that we lost. It's the way we lost that I was disappointed about. Yes, it's 1-0, but we were second to every single ball. You know, I felt like our players got bullied a little bit today. Sean Dyche's first game, you can see him on the touch lines. And City at home.
Yeah, light work.
We've just lost to Everton away at Goodison Park, 1-0. I didn't see this coming. I don't believe you saw this coming. He's predicted 5-0. How are you feeling right now after that result?
We are our own worst enemies, bro.
I'm not scared at all. I think we are going to do well. We are going to win the league, though. That's what I feel.
This is the business end of it now. Today matters, bro.
He's starting to get worried.
Zaha shitting himself. Zaha was panicking from City. I wasn't panicking. Everton, I think we were piss poor. Sean Dyche FC.
Honestly say, like, I hear you ain't got nothing to worry about this season at all. You are going to be winning the title this year without any shadow of a doubt.
And we're not just saying
No, we're not going to say that.
It pissed me off today, bro.
It was a frustrating afternoon.
It was very frustrating because if you want to win the league, you have to win your home games, especially against Brentford. No disrespect.
They beat City.
I don't give a shit who they beat, bro. If you're trying to win...
You can't say especially against Brentford.
No, because, bro, we went to their ground and slapped them 3-0.
That was way back then.
Yeah?
I'm starting to get flashbacks of last season. Ivan Toney, what a player. This is the business end now. Starting to show maybe some of them can't handle it. The league position doesn't lie. We are the best team in the league.
I don't think you can pin anything on this today.
No, it's not on Jorginho. You're misunderstanding me. It's on the signing. He's here as an Arsenal player. Of course, I'm going to support him. I'd rather have Sambi. To be honest, Robbie, we've given them the league. We have given them the league. The league position doesn't lie. We are the best team in the league.
Last time me and you spoke, which was after the Brentford game, yeah. You asked me, am I worried? And I remember saying to you, I'm not worried, but I'm concerned. After what I saw tonight, well, I'll say I'm a little bit worried.
We've lost the game. The next couple of games are huge.
Well, I'm worried.
You know, it's starting to slip away. That's facts.
Listen, we're going to win the league. I don't care what people will say. I still believe in that.
To not only get back in the game, but to win the game. 4-2. That's proof today that the title race is still on. It is on.
We've just been Aston Villa 4-2.
Oh, Danny Martinez! Jorginho! Unbelievable! I rate Emmy, won the World Cup. We should have kept him. You know the funny thing is, Jorginho shot, hit him on the head, and went in. You couldn't make that up. This is what I respect Unai, but I hope Villa get relegated. You are crap! You're the worst team in the world! You're the worst team! How dare you think of us? The worst team in the world! The worst team in the world! Villa, you're the worst team! Unai, leave them! Unai, leave Birmingham! 4-2, champions incoming.
I'm going to say it. I think we're going to win the title. I really think we're going to win the title.
We are the guys that are going to win the league this season. Watch out. Mark my words. I'm going to say it again. We are fucking league winners. Thank you.
Man City have to fear us.
Are we going to do it, Shaw?
Of course. We are winning the league this season. Our performances are saying it. Our results are saying it. Been saying for so long. We are looking like champions.
Robbie's written in the stars. 97th minute.
I'm telling you, number.
You're convinced we're gonna do it.
I said it as soon as I saw you today. What did I say to you?
Yeah.
I told you it's written in the stars. We're doing it.
When you see them say, ah, shit.
Arsenal fans, I'm sure you're over the moon with that. They've just won against Bournemouth from 2-0 down. 3-2 up in the 7th minute of added time.
You believe Arsenal go on and potentially, I'm not going to say do the double, but compete to the right to the end in the Europa League and the Premier League?
I want us to compete. Yeah. For both. You know, you never can say never.
Can we do it?
Oh, no, I'm going to say yeah, but...
No buts. No buts.
Yeah, but don't forget, it's still a good season, yeah. Even if it doesn't turn out, because it's better than last season.
Got a big game now at the Emirates. It's Sporting. Hoping we're about to go through in the Europa League.
No, he's not.
Big fam! Sit down, big fam!
Oh my god.
Stupid, man. Pass it out.
Seriously, man.
Europa League. I don't care about the Europa League. I'll be honest with you. I don't care. Normally, listen, I want to win it.
It means that we can concentrate on the big prize.
No, don't say you're losing us. No, don't say that because I remember.
Look, bigger fish.
Is this a blessing in disguise? Can they still win the league, or is this part of a potential capitulation?
It is disappointing. The league is our main target, isn't it?
Eric Ten Hag talking about injuries, and all of a sudden now we've got all the fucking injuries, bro. I'm fucking bald headed. I'm bald headed, but I'm different bald headed. Do you understand?
8 points clear, points on the board. Are you feeling good that we could do this?
All I'm going to say is the elephant is still on top of the fucking tree, Robbie. That's all I'm going to say. We're going to fucking win this thing. I am so confident. They're doing everything champions before us have done.
Are we going to do this?
We're going to do this.
Anfield is nowhere to be scared of right now.
Oh, it's Anfield.
Yeah. Anfield is so hard to come here. Last six games, I believe we've been here, we've not won.
Anfield is nowhere to be scared of right now.
There's another point towards the title. And then we're staying next week and fucking win, do you know what I mean? Yeah, and go on from there. Another thing is City are in the FA Cup, they're in the Champions League, so I'm hoping that distracts them.
Someone said earlier that it's easier to go to Etihad than it would be to go to Anfield. Do you think that?
Yeah, 100%. I was here for the Barcelona 4-3, so if anyone knows the Anfield atmosphere, it's me, innit? So, yeah. Difficult place to come, do you know what I mean? City, I'm not getting on to them, but their fans, it's not as big of a club as Liverpool is, you know what I'm saying? It's our time, trust me.
And you said that if Arsenal don't win the league this year, we bottled it.
The biggest bottle job in history.
All right, so you all agree? Are you agree? Hold on. So hold on. The two times that you chased down City and you were in the lead and you didn't do it, you bottled it also then.
You fucking bottled it!
Where your mates,
huh?
Who's that lad? How are we, mate? You okay? All good?
Can I get this?
Yeah, come on, mate. Hang on. What do we think?
What do I think?
2-2 is painful one in the end.
2 points. You don't know if it's a 3 points or 2 points.
Until the end of the season.
Exactly. Yeah. So you don't know. But
tell Gary, still get that champagne ready.
I'm waiting. They want us to do it. You know what I mean?
Listen, good to see you.
Look, boys. Okay.
Lovely to meet you.
Would you like to see us win the league, Arsenal, or not? Best team. Really.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely evening. Respect.
The best team, he said. I mean.
He's talking about us.
And he nodded. I'm going to take that as Jurgen Klopp wants us to win.
Don't they learn their lessons? Don't they look at the game last week? Liverpool there, 2-0 up, cruising, give away another silly goal, and then you're up against it. You know, and today we've done it again. They were gone. Yeah. They were dead and buried. It's us not doing our jobs properly when it matters. When it matters, do your jobs properly, and we didn't.
I think it's huge when you're 2-0 up and you're coasting. A couple of weeks ago, West Ham conceded 5 at home. You think an Arsenal will go on and win the game comfortably. They get punished and the momentum changes. So I think it's a huge moment in the championship race. Put it this way, Pep and his staff and the players and supporters of Man City will be cheering that result on today.
But look, Arsenal finishing second would still be an unbelievable season.
That wouldn't be, Gary.
Well, not now anymore.
They've
got cuckoo land, man. No
they've
chance.
They've got them fifth.
Right? They've got them top of the table all season.
I saw that debate yesterday with Jimmy Roy Keane and Gary Neville. And for once, Gary Neville was chatting a lot of sense. I thought he was spot on. It's a bit of a wobble yesterday. No, of course it's not disastrous. Disastrous, Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank, is Chelsea.
I said if we don't win the game today, the league's gone, blood. It's real now. The league is done. They bottled it, bro.
So you've written it off.
I've written it off now, blood. You think we're going to concede 3 at home to Southampton and go lock down Haaland? Withholding? That's not we for a reason, blood. And these are one of the reasons, blood.
Well, they've dropped 6 points, basically, in the last 3 games, and it's still in their hands. Listen, they're going to have to do something miraculous.
It looks like we're bottling it. That's how it looks. 3 points out of a possible 9 in the title race. That is not good enough at all, Robbie.
The reality is, it finished from Liverpool game.
Arsenal 3, Southampton 3. It is finally game over, and is it finally game over for Arsenal's title hopes?
But yeah, I've been through it. I've seen Henri bottle titles, bro. Don't come with this to me now, Robbie, blood. You want to get your positive thing? Ask these, man. You're getting the real thing from me, blood.
Right, no.
89, we had men in the team.
Right.
89, we had generals. 89, we had a team that would die. There's not enough men in this team. They're growing into men.
People are saying that we can't go to beat Man City. Why can't we go to beat Man City? Why not? I don't care if they're beating Brazil.
They have What's a robot up front.
No, but I don't care. I don't care. This is never scared of anyone or anybody or anything. Now, when we go to Man City, come in to win. Like Robbie said, it's big things.
It's do or die. We got to go there and win, Robbie.
You think the team is capable of doing that?
If any team right in this Premier League can go to Etihad and win, it's Arsenal.
So your question is, do I believe? Of course I believe. What is the point of being a fan? What's the point of being a human being? What's the point of being a person? What's the point of waking up every morning? What's the point of having kids? What's the point of feeding your kids? What's the point of working? What's the point of money? What's the point of anything? I believe, Robbie.
You have to win this game. I think Arsenal can score. I don't think Arsenal will get rolled over like how everyone thinks, like an easy 3-0, 4-0, you're battered. But I just think whatever it is you do, they do better and they outscore you.
Okay.
They'll beat City on Wednesday now.
No, what?
Give me a score prediction. Go on quickly.
I think they're good enough to do it, but I think their heads are gone. So I'm going to go Man City will probably win it 3-1.
City will get at least three.
I think this could be a mauling.
They're right in the groove, aren't they?
A mauling this could be. I'll go for 3-1. I'm happy with that.
If any team right in this Premier League can go to Etihad and win, it's Arsenal.
So your question is, do I believe? Of course I believe.
People are saying that we can't go to beat Man City. Why can't we go to beat Man City?
We'll be up there. We'll be supporting the team. I think we'll get a positive result.
Yeah, I hope we win. I think it might be a draw. But listen, let's hope we get the win.
Haaland, De Bruyne, he's going to hit this. What a goal. What a goal by De Bruyne. Oh, for fuck's sake. It's onside. It's onside. Looks miles off. Here's De Bruyne. Brilliant. 3-0. Oh, they've got a goal back, Arsenal. Haaland has just scored. He took his... I can't speak. He took his hair down and he scored.
Disappointing result. 4-1 defeat at the Etihad. And look, Man City really taught us a lesson today, didn't they?
Outclassed. That performance was one of the worst. Was the worst I've seen this season.
We didn't show up. That was last year's Arsenal. Rubbish today. We didn't lay a glove on them. We didn't get near them.
It is mathematically possible. We are not out of the equation. That's why we need to pick up the voice and say, just keep going.
Finish the season well. And let's see. Let's pray for a miracle, man. Wherever you pray. Right, get there tomorrow, start praying. You never know.
There might be a God, who knows? If there is, then please listen to us. You know, it's good against evil. Let good prevail.
You are deluded. No, I'm not deluded.
You are deluded.
No, you can't be deluded.
You are trying to use things to deflect away from the reality. We've had a great season. You never know. We could still win the league. Mathematically impossible.
I think we will still
win. Right now, they are in the driving seat.
They're going to still lose games. I know that they're going to still lose games.
Hey, Robbie. Bigger fish to fry, yeah? Bigger fish to fry. Well, we gonna fry that fish today. Got all the cups here. We start with the Carabao Cup. First, start with that. And the FA Cup, yes. Yes. Europa League, bigger prizes. Yep, don't need that. There we are. It's all in our hands. Top of the league. Just some Spurs tears there to top it off.
We've only got 4 games
crunch
left.
Crunch time. I still believe we can win this Premier League.
Still believe?
Of course I still believe. I don't care who is laughing. I believe in this team. Everything is possible, yeah? We're winning the league this season.
Let me say something. The elephant is still on top of the tree.
Newcastle game's big, isn't it?
100%. That Newcastle game is massive. I think that's our only difficult game we've got. I'll be real. I feel like Brighton at home, we should beat them.
We're still in it. Make no mistake. This title race is still alive.
Listen, while there's a chance. Listen, Anfield 89 happened.
You are crap! You're the worst team in the world! You're the worst team! How dare you think of us? The worst team in the world!
City are still ahead. After this performance, you feel like it's still back on, it can be done.
I feel the dream is definitely still alive. For me, it never died. Got to be realistic. The table does not lie. We are relying on City to drop points.
We said, if we lose today, it's over. It ain't over. It's not over yet.
Once again, we have been written and right ourselves at our peril. 2-0 at Newcastle. This is what it's all about. This is heart, fire, desire. And when you write us off, this is what you...
The guy that I was sitting with today, Stuart, really sees it from the wider thing of, we can do this, it's possible. And I'm with him on the fact that it really could go all the way. It could go to the last game of the season. We just got to keep winning.
For you, is it done?
It's done. It's done. 100%. We didn't finish today. We bottled it against West Ham and Southampton. Today was embarrassing.
Even you know, it's over now and it's done.
As much as it hurt, I'm just going to have to accept that it is actually over. It's just heartbreaking. I'm just absolutely shocked.
Trossard, he done nothing when he came on, bro. Then he assisted... one of the goals. Then I clocked. I was playing Brighton. You got an agent thing.
Done now, surely.
Oh, I said it was done a few weeks ago. At home, 3-0 to Brighton. That's the last 3 times they've beaten us here now. It was embarrassing.
That's it. The league is over.
Yeah, it's over. They deserve to beat us. I thought they was fantastic. We was outclassed, out tactics, everything.
De Zerbi is a nobody. Let's just get it straight. What has
he done? Can't call everyone nobody.
He's a nobody. De Zerbi is a nobody.
Why is he a nobody?
Because if you're somebody, you can talk.
Is this coming to beat Arsenal?
No, you know the thing
before,
is, right?
Before the game.
You've got to start learning. You've got to hold on.
I'm glad because I would be there.
Start learning to be humble in defeat. They are the deserved 3-0 winners.
No, I can't agree with that.
What did we do to deserve it?
Jakub on the ground changed everything. You said it in your
paper. Yeah, parents, but that's nothing to do with Brighton. Okay, we deserve to win.
No, I don't think we deserve to win. But no.
I'm telling you, He is a top manager. No, he's a top manager.
He's a nobody when he talks
he's
like that.
He's a top manager.
That challenge by Caicedo was disgusting.
That's and not that a derby, though.
No, no, but that's his team. You mean to tell me that?
No, you have it, man. This guy's impossible to interview. It's an impossible interview.
Even when they don't deserve it, should I still say well done to them? Should I still say that?
Beat them up and be humble in defeat. No. Cecil, come back. It's an impossible interview.
No.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Mikel Arteta has been good. It has worked.
He's bottled it again. Right? Bottled it again, Robbie.
When did you expect Arsenal to finish at the start of this season?
To win. That's why I pay my season ticket. What?
I didn't say...
Nobody's saying, we're not supposed to win the Premier League.
You said that it's not over yet. It's not over. Like,
it's not over.
Yeah.
That's why. It's not over. Man City can lose all their games.
Are Man City going to lose all their games?
I hope so. I'm not going to... Yes, they... I hope they do.
Let's just make that clear right now. Over.
No.
League done.
No.
It's over.
No.
Yes.
It's done. Well, you are the most deluded.
You can't call me deluded, man. The only person that can call me deluded is God. Football can... No one can...
God just said you're deluded too.
Let's not say...
1-0 to Forest.
There's nothing to play for. It's done. It's dusted.
It's easy to say we've got bigger fish to fry or, we've got bigger things to focus on. We've fallen at the last hurdle in the Premier League. When I remember this season, it's going to leave a sour taste in my mouth because of the way it's ended.
Absolutely disgusting performance, bro. We never worked Keylo Navas one time in 97 minutes of fucking football, bro.
That today wasn't good enough. It wasn't acceptable. I am fuming. It's our last away game and our players weren't allowed to come and say thank you at the end and say, in disgrace, mate.
To be top for over 200 blood clot days, be 8 points clear in April. Nobody can tell me we never bottled that league, blood. Saka hasn't beaten his man for a month.
Brother, I have a $500 visa in my fucking passport right here. Well, I was ready to come and watch that last game at home, but I'm going to be here on my couch. It's just so fucking infuriating. And it's been 5-6 of the same performances in a fucking row.
Fish to fry.
We've got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, well,
we have it all in our hands.
Get off my show, man. The Expressions is lucky because Expressions is the only Tottenham fan that could do that and get out of life.
Ty's lucky he looks like Spike Lee, blood. That's why I allow him.
I can't diss him. I can't diss him.
Challenge for the league.
Yeah, but we bottled it, blood. It was in our hands, Robbie, blood.
I stayed so calm.
Troops, don't do it.
Just don't. And then I got Zaha, this fucking... He drew me out, blood, and I started running wild with it.
We bottled it. The last seven games, we just gave it up. We gave it up.
You can't be 8 points clear April 1st and then not win the league, blood.
For me, it's very similar to coming second in the Tour de France to Lance Armstrong.
What feelings do you have going to next season as a fan?
Listen, the gold on this shirt means something, yeah? Next season's going to be a big season. Big things are happening next season, that's what I'm saying.
I mourn the loss of the Premier League title. Gone now. I've just got to move forward. We're back in the Champions League. We've got to deliver. We can't get it wrong. Next season, we go again.
Next season, we
it's
go again.
It's been a ball. It's been a ball.
No, don't say you'll leave us. No, don't fish say that because I remember. Don't
got
try.
Bigger fish to fry.